At the same time as Tor Abbey's Contemporary Open, there'll be another exhibition here over the summer. It's by Mr. Anthony Gormley, and it will be in the Spanish Barn. So, to the Spanish Barn. Through the redeveloped undercroft and out into the entranceway, which in itself is beautiful. And there's a lot of grass cutting going on as well. The Spanish Barn is the building you can see from the seafront. Above its huge wooden doorway is, of course, a blue plaque. Torbay Civic Society, the Spanish Barn, built around 1196 by the monks of Tor Abbey. 307 prisoners of war from the Spanish Armada were held here in July 1588. The Spanish Barn is big. It's long, about 250 feet long. There are windows on one side, and above my head, the most beautiful wooden beams. But do you know what? It's still going to be a tight squeeze to fit Anthony Gormley's 40,000 figures in here. Amelia, you have brought Gormley to Torbay and to this Spanish Barn. What do you have to do to this space in order to place 40,000 objects within it?
Well, I've got a fantastic team working with me, and we've done a huge amount to get it of interest really to the community at large, to working with education, working with volunteers, and we've had a huge response to that, and I've been really grateful to the public. We've been able to choose volunteers. I had 180 people interested. We only needed about sort of 15 people, which is a really nice response, and we eventually, the Arts Development Officer, Anna Whitehead and I, we had a fair process where we went through them. And we made sure we picked people from different backgrounds and different groups. So, for example, we've got somebody who's a mum, and we've got somebody who's, you know, young 18-year-old, and we've got a 25-year-old who wants to make it as a sculptor, which I think Anthony Gormley would obviously approve of. And we've got people who maybe don't know much about museums, and then we've got fine arts students, and they will come in June, be trained by the Arts Council collection team.
Now, they are going to be placing 40,000 objects in here. So, what will it look like?
Well, it would look like a sea of humanity, really. And the idea, essentially, is that these little figures look back at you and they make you the subject. You have these little figures which are called stargazers. And the stargazers effectively have their eyes placed slightly higher up. This is possibly, I don't know if this is done by design or accident, but some people will place them higher up as they make them. Because when they're made, a little pencil is used to make little eyes. And that's the only thing they have. They're like a moulded figure with just eyes. And that's why they look back at you, obviously. And what we'll do is we'll lose the pieces off into any kind of doorways we've got so that it looks like they go on forever, you know, down to the sea and over to the abbey. And so the idea is that it's not really 40,000, it's an infinite number.
How significant is it for Tor Abbey to have Gormley's Field here?
This is like core. How exciting, you know, that we're having this. And Anthony Gormley, you know, so it's exciting and it's slightly frightening. You know, it's like 10, 11 weeks now, and things like huge billboards are going up and 50,000 leaflets being printed. And I can't wait either, and I can't quite believe it.
The exhibit is called Field of Britain. I think it might be something more of a Field of Dreams. When we walked in-